Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting concern about the potential impact of large language models, LLMs, on the diversity of the tech ecosystem, particularly in web development. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. So what's the core issue here? Is it that LLMs are generating broken code?
Not exactly. While early LLMs struggled with code generation, modern models like ChatGPT and Gemini are pretty good at creating decent starter code. The problem arises when you consider the types of code they generate. You know, it's almost always React with Tailwind CSS and ShadCN.
Ah, I see. So the issue is the lack of variety in the generated code. Why is that a problem? Less JavaScript frameworks sounds like a good thing to me. Remember 2019? New framework every other day.
Chuckles. Yeah, I get it. Less framework fatigue, right? But think about it. Less competition often leads to less innovation. Different frameworks have different strengths and weaknesses. And having choices allows developers to pick the best tool for the job.
Got it. Less choice, less innovation. But React, Angular, and Vue are all still pretty popular, right? Are you saying these other frameworks are going to just disappear?
Not immediately, no. But if LLMs consistently push React, new developers might not even know about the alternatives. It's like only being shown one brand of cereal at the grocery store. You might not realize there are other options that you might prefer.
That's an interesting analogy. And what about keeping up with updates? New versions of React come out all the time. Will the LLMs be able to stay current?
That's another great point. LLMs are trained on huge datasets of existing code. If that code uses older versions of libraries, the LLM will learn to generate outdated code. Even if they do update, there's likely to be a lag. This is kind of like how textbooks can sometimes be behind the latest research. It's not ideal.
Okay, so we have a potential problem with innovation and outdated code. Any solutions?
Well, one idea is to integrate LLMs with real-time documentation access, sort of like an automated research assistant. Tools like Cursor are already experimenting with this. Imagine the LLM being able to read the latest React documentation before generating code.
That's clever. So, it's like giving the LLM the ability to self-educate, right? But won't there still be issues with less popular libraries? They might not have great documentation for the LLM to learn from.
Exactly. That's a valid critique. And even with these solutions, the bias towards the most common stacks might persist. It's not just a front-end problem either. Think back-end. Node.js and Express are the go-to suggestions. Utility scripts? Python. It's a pattern we're seeing across domains.
It's like the LLMs are reinforcing existing trends, even if those trends aren't necessarily the best or only option. Almost like an echo chamber of code.
Precisely. And it's different from traditional search engines. Even with all the SEO issues, a Google search at least shows you that multiple approaches exist. LLMs, on the other hand, tend to present a single solution, which can be limiting for newcomers.
So potentially less innovation, outdated code, and limited exposure to diverse solutions. It's something to think about for sure.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear our listeners' thoughts on this. Do you share these concerns? Let us know. And with that, thanks for joining us today. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.